Blossom, the summer home of the Cleveland Orchestra, is celebrating its 50th season this summer. On this week's State of the Arts, I sit down with Peter Van Dyke, the architect who designed Blossom. I meet Peter Van Dyke at his home in Cleveland. On the walls are sketches he's made throughout a life that can really only be described as fascinating.
So these are your drawings from your time as a Fulbright scholar in Ibland.
I love these little hill towns, you know. I could sit there all day and make these wash drawings.
Van Dyke is the son of Dutch parents, raised in Venezuela and in New York State. He studied at MIT and got his start working for Eero Saarinen, the famed architect behind the Gateway Arch in St. Louis. Van Dyke is now 89. He retired nearly 15 years ago as one of Northeast Ohio's most celebrated architects.
In fact, I'm pretty bored now that I'm retired. I stay busy on stuff, but wish I was doing the good stuff.
He came to Cleveland to design the Celebrezze Federal Building in the 1960s. He also led the redesign of several theaters at Playhouse Square and updated many of downtown's most recognizable buildings. But in the mid-60s, he found himself at a spot in the middle of what is now Cuyahoga Valley National Park in a natural bowl where the Cleveland Orchestra asked him to design an outdoor amphitheater second to none.
Because the musicians didn't have full-year contracts. New York and Boston, those, and maybe Chicago, they had already found a way to employ their musicians full-time.
Before construction began, Van Dyke and his team, which included an acoustician named Christopher Jaffe, took a reconnaissance trip to the best-known amphitheaters of the day, including Tanglewood in Massachusetts.
But on that trip, at night, we'd have a bunch of martinis sitting around at some motel. And the main concepts started to appear on martini-soaked napkins, which I wish I still had those because it was great. But it's there where Jaffe explained to me what this is all about. He said, what we need is a volume where you can hear and see the direct sound, but where also the reverberating sound that lingers up to 3 seconds, you know, when you slap your hand, it goes like that. And that's very hard to do outside.
He says that's when Blossom's unique arching roofline started to take shape.
So that you really contain something. So people get the direct sound and reflected sound off the side, off what's left of the side walls, and the reverberant sound. And nobody had ever done that before. So that's how I came up with this shape.
As Van Dyke shows me some of his original drawings and photos from the construction site, we talk about how many say the acoustics at Blossom rival some of the great indoor concert halls.
This orchestra shell is a big part of it.
He calls it the big lid that encloses the musicians on stage.
So that it can help that sound from the orchestra bounces right into the audience.
So these drawings, this drawing that you made, these two, these are from the mid to late 60s, right? 66, 67?
Yeah, we started in 1966. Mm-hmm. As I said, opened in 68.
And Van Dyke says after all these years, he still goes back every summer to take in a few concerts.
We go 5 or 6 times also on the lawn. Bunch of good friends. We bring the fried chicken, you know, the guy brings fabulous wines, somebody bring the cheeses and so, and we get there early enough and we have the perfect site right in the middle, you know.
Wow.
Right there, and just have a good time.
With this week's State of the Arts, I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.